You're listening to the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast. I'm your host, Jared Morris, and this is episode number 97. Let's get to it with today's topic, the history of podcasts. We have some great content for you today. But first, before we move on to talk about the subject of today's episode, let's take a moment to talk about our sponsors. The PodBot app. Create your own podcast today using artificial intelligence. PodBot.ai offers the easiest way to create your own one-of-a-kind podcast. Do you have something to say to the world? But lack the time, energy, knowledge, skills, talent, and charisma to record your thoughts and publish your own podcast? Well, now you can use a neural network to automatically collect information for you, generate unique content using OpenAI's natural language model, and then put it all together using text-to-speech technology powered by machine learning. So your lazy ass doesn't have to do much at all. Try it today on podbot.ai, you lazy bastard. Podcasts from a Mysterious Universe offer the latest paranormal news. Curry now hosts a show called The Daily Source Code, one of the most popular podcasts on the internet. By podcasting consistently on one subject, podcasters not only assert their expertise on the subject matter but also draw a loyal and devoted group of listeners. This is an exciting time for us all. Please join our weekly discussion about this topic at www.thedailysourcecodepodcastnetwork. We are currently in talks with several experts who have been working closely together to find out what it takes that makes you feel better than just being able to talk through your mind like someone else. A few months ago, I was talking to Sean Hannity when he asked me if his theory had any connection whatsoever between UFOs or extraterrestrials. He said, "No, I don't think so. So far, we haven't found anything." Then again, my answer has yet another interesting twist. The question isn't there really nothing happening right away? It seems very much as though they were trying something nefarious and probably doing some kind ruse by using technology based off previous research, which led into these questions earlier today. Point 1. And since then, people with an ETM will be interested. In June 2005, Apple added podcasting to its iTunes 4.9 music software and building a directory of podcasts at its iTunes Music Store. UK comedian Ricky Gervais launched a new series of his popular podcast, The Ricky Gervais Show. Podcasting reached a new stage in 2017 when the New York Times debuted the Daily News podcast. The show was the first for all new hosts on YouTube, and it has since become one among those who listen more than 1 million times. There are many reasons why some people want an iPad or iPod Touch instead. They don't have any real money invested into their own company that is going through these financial crises so badly as not make enough sense if you can afford them now. If I were lucky with this episode's title, then my life would be better off right away. MuggleCast wins People's Choice Award at the Podcast Awards. Manager Tools win the People's Choice Award at the Podcast Awards. ESPN Fantasy Focus Football wins People's Choice Award at the Podcast Award. USA Today Sports Getty Images. The University of Kentucky has won its first Player of the Year award for 2015. It was announced that it would be adding a new player to play in 2014, according to Toomey Hall and ESPN insider Bob Dole on Monday night, August 1. In addition, fun fact, 2005 is also the year in which podcast is declared Word of the Year by the New Oxford American Dictionary. By 2013, the demand was undeniable. Apple announced 1 billion podcast subscribers. The latest data, 2019, from MusicOomph would suggest approximately 165 million people have listened to a podcast, with 90 million Americans listening monthly, and that's more than half as many listeners per month. So it may be surprising if there were any other reasons for this, and so much else being said about iTunes today, I can't help but wonder why some readers like my comments. I've been watching YouTube videos on YouTube since January 2007 when they started discussing how podcasts are becoming an important part-time source at home. Point 2. However, there seem several theories behind what makes these video posts relevant. Dave was uneasy with the capability of the internet to carry large video downloads. You can use it to transfer content from one site to another. Advertisers looking to get their brand known can use podcasts to reach more people. If you're interested in downloading a podcast, then go ahead and download your own. The ability for users on mobile devices is so broad that many companies are using this technology as part mobile advertising. The idea behind an ad campaign which allows advertisers to buy or sell music online could be very useful if they want better results based upon user interaction among customers, especially when there's no demand at all. This was the history of podcasts, by the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast, and this was episode number 97. My name is Jared Morris, and I hope to see you next time. Until then, stay safe. The PodBot app. Create your own podcast today using artificial intelligence. PodBot.ai offers the easiest way to create your own one-of-a-kind podcast. Do you have something to say to the world? But lack the time, energy, knowledge, skills, talent and charisma to record your thoughts and publish your own podcast? Well, now you can use a neural network to automatically collect information for you, generate unique content using OpenAI's natural language model, and then put it all together using text-to-speech technology powered by machine learning. So your lazy ass doesn't have to do much at all. Try it today on podbot.ai, you lazy bastard.